two bids that will see more than 900 condos and rental homes for the Burquitlam, Lower Lougheed neighborhood were greenlighted at the last Coquitlam Council meeting of the year. Last Monday, December 11, following a public hearing, Council unanimously oaked the rezoning application from Lettingham McAllister and renewed its support for the RISE project after that company updated its plans to include a child care center. Still, for the LEDMAC project called Sienna, the twin to the adjacent Sierra development, at 530, 532, 534, 538, 542, 546, 550 DeLeste Avenue, 316 Loring Street and 527, 533, 539, 545, 551, and 555 Sunset Avenue, the company won't be able to build until it buys seven lots owned by the BC Transportation and Finance Authority, BCTFA, to extend Alderson Avenue. In his report to council, Chris Jarvie, Coquitlam's Director of Development Services, wrote that proposals before council normally have the land assemblies completed but, because the timing of the land purchase is out of LEDMAC's control and the ongoing consultation with the Kikum, Queek Wetlam, First Nation, city staff have come to an agreement with the applicant to advance the subject application. Once the lots are secured, Sierra will be made up of four six-story apartment buildings, north of Highway 1, with a total of 327 market homes, of which 11% are three-bedroom units. There will also be an underground with 425 parking stalls. Jarvie said Sienna will generate for the city $7.1 million in development cost charges, $2.5 million from the surplus road disposition, $1.4 million in community amenity contributions, $6,500 for transportation demand management monitoring. Still, before granting second and third bylaw readings, Count. Brent Asmundson took aim at the company for not including a child care facility for the approximate 66 children who will live at the Sierra. Instead, LEDMAC plans to kick in cash to the city's community amenity fund to make up for the missing 17 child care spaces. I find it difficult that they could not find the space, Asmundson said. Oakdale Development. Meanwhile, the lack of childcare is the reason why RISE, Oakdale, Limited Partnership brought back its bid following a public hearing in the summer. The company returned its application for 567 market and rental homes for a second public hearing after council in June pressed for childcare spaces in the proposed development and noted the recently passed childcare incentive policy. During the December 11th hearing, Count. Robert Mazzarolo questioned RISE officials about their childcare reversal for the properties at 595, 597, 601, 605 and 609 Wesley Avenue, 639 Elmwood Street and 600, 604, 606, 612 and 616 Kemsley Avenue where the company plans to build a 38-story market residential tower with 364 units, one six-story market residential building with 40 units and a childcare facility, two six-story rental buildings with 163 units, and company officials confirmed the change was because of the city's new incentive policy. That policy allows for a density bonus incentive of up to three times the indoor floor area of the child care facility, a common amenity area credit of up to 20%, to a maximum of 100 sqm. In his report, Jarvie wrote that RISE plans to convert the common amenity space in its six-story strata building to a 4,189 square featuring child care hub for 37 kids. Overall, the project will still meet its requirements for common amenity areas, he wrote. Afterwards, Mazzarolo told council he was pleased with RISE's childcare addition.